ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಎವ್ರಿವನ್ ಈಸ್ ರೆಡಿ? ನಾಟ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಲಿಸನ್, ಬಟ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ದ ಎಂಬೋಡಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್. ಟು ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್, ಹಿಂದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ವಮಾನ್. ಯು ಆಲ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಹಿಂದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ವಮಾನ್. SWAMAN. 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 It means. Its literally meaning is to give self rest, to give respect to the self. We had not been giving self respect to the self, but we were saying, I am very bad, sinful person, vicious person, I am not good. So we were not giving respect to ourself. When Sri Baba came down, he gave respect to his children. Is it true? You can realize it, you can experience it when he comes down now too. When he sits there on the stage, he always looks at our highest stage. All angels are sitting. All great souls are sitting here. Not that bad human beings have come in my gathering or vicious people have come in my gathering. No. My great children, my fortunate children, they have come here to listen to me. So, many things are coming up in my mind. As you know, I don't prepare any class. I just give class. So many things are coming in my mind because this subject of self-respect was my favorite topic, because Baba had spoken such a beautiful words about it, which made me realize that if you wish to become a great yogi, if you want to achieve everything in this life, if you want to make your stage most elevated, practice of swaman is a must. Baba spoke in 1974, when you become the embodiment of self-respect, you become perfect. They appealed my heart. If we become the embodiment of self-respect, we will become perfect. Such a great secret. Self-respect is higher consciousness. You know, psychologists divide the consciousness, mind, in five forms. Conscious mind, subconscious mind, unconscious mind, higher conscious mind, and superconscious mind. Hardly they know about higher consciousness and superconsciousness. Only we know. So when we are in self-respect, we are in higher consciousness. And when we are with Baba, then we are in super consciousness, supreme consciousness. So we have to increase our level of spirituality by doing the practice of self-respect, this higher consciousness. So a beautiful word from Baba's Murli, beautiful versions. You yourself have to see with the same attitude as I see you. I see you in most elevated stage. You should also see yourself in most elevated feelings. So Baba's drashti on us always reminds us that we are very great, we are most fortunate. Now come to the first thing about Swaman, self-respect. We have to accept that title, what Baba has given us. Most important. So first thought I am taking, I am a great soul. You can note down. I will tell you many points of self-respect. It's a beautiful subject. I am a great soul. Are you all great? All? So you have to check one thing, that our inner conscience must not reject it. On one side we say, I am great. On other side, from inside, a voice comes up, you are not great. Be careful about it. God has entitled us, not any human being. God, who knows everything about ourselves, our beginning, middle and end, He reminded us, O souls, you are not ordinary soul, but you are very, very great. I have chosen you out of millions. You are very great. I have put my hand of blessing on your head. I have blessed you. You are very great. For 2500 years you had been deities. You are very great. Check yourself. Accept it. God came down to us. We got this right to meet God. It's not a simple thing. We can meet Him every day, in the morning or any time in the day. We are so great. So now, let us practice it deeply. Red light karenge bhai. Just feel it. Realize it very deeply. Sit in deep silence. Sanjay, red light wale karna. Go into the depth. It's true. You can close your eyes, no problem. It's true that I am a great soul in this world. God Himself has mentioned, you are great, I am great. I had been in deity form for half era, entire divinity is here inside me. I am a great soul of deity religion. It's true that I am great. Om Shanti. So more and more we feed this thought inside, we become great. Think about one thing. If we think we have to become great, it will become a difficult task. Because our thought thoughts must be great. Our words must be great. Our actions, our behavior, our attitude must be very great. So if we think this, we can get upset. It's difficult, impossible. But if we believe it, I am great, all these dharanas will come naturally in our life. In my experience of last 10 years, with the help of this one thought that I am a great soul, two great things had happened in the life of thousands. Patient of depression and patients of insomnia, sleeplessness. And these two problems are increasing day by day in the world nowadays, day by day. In Sakar, Shiv Baba had mentioned, a day will come when this entire world will become a mental hospital. Words are very bitter, but true. We can see the sign of that. So, those who are suffering from depression, even among you or anyone in your class or anyone, your friend or relatives, just ask him to write down at night before going to sleep 108 times that I am a great soul. Silently, with acceptance, first for a minute, feel it, realize it, I am a great soul. Then he starts writing, I am a great soul, I am a great soul. I have got such many experiences. After 5-7 days, they slept easily. They could not complete 108. They wrote down 50 times, slept. 21 times, slept. It's a very good thing. It's not a magic, but from here, when we think, I'm a great soul, from here, pure vibrations goes to our brain, and they open the blockages from the brain. This is the science before it. So, and same thing with the depression. In depression, many centers in our brain have been blocked. So brain is not functioning properly. So if we write it 108 times, I am a great soul, pure energy will open those blockages and depression will finish forever. In many cases, and we all must know, in medical science, there is no medicine of depression. If you go to doctor, they will give you some tablets, because it's their job to make money and to give you tablets. But if you ask a psychiatric doctor friendly, they will tell you, in the world there is no medicine, because what is happening, what is the main reason of this depression? In our unconscious mind, listen very carefully, it will be a great thing for you. In our unconscious mind, there is the store of all of our bad actions of the past, vikarmas, sinful actions. So from there, from unconscious mind, bad energy is going to the brain. So through medicine, that bad energy cannot be stopped. It is coming continually because there are the store of sinful actions. So if we change our mind, if we change our vibrations, then we can stop that bad energy Otherwise, doctors will give you some pills to just energize your brain and for some time you will feel good. But after some time, again same thing. Brain will become dull. So I am a great soul. How many of you are great again? So see, in any gathering in the world, if a guru, if a big sannyasi, pope, ask this question, how many will raise hand? No one. And here in Baba's family, all are great. So congratulations. Second, and most powerful, Swaman is, I am Master Almighty. Same thing. We have to accept it. Seeing your weakness, you have not to reject it. Oh, I am very fearful. I am very weak. How can I be Master Almighty? Again, remember, who has given us this title? Who has given us? Almighty. So I give you a simple example. Child of a tiger is a tiger, not a dog. Son of a tiger is a tiger, equally powerful. He may be of 1 year old, but equally powerful. We are the children of Almighty. So we are Master Almighty, most powerful. Accept it. Second thing, when Baba came down and he noticed that all the children have become very weak, it's difficult for them to conquer over Maya, so he put his hand on everyone's head and gave all his powers to all. So second thing we should remember, God's power are here with me. Not only my power, God's power. He's almighty. He has blessed me with all of his powers. So I'm very powerful. Many, many benefits of this thought. Nowadays, another problem is increasing day by day and will increase a lot. It will become like tsunami. That is the problem of bodiless souls. Millions are stumbling in the space, in the sky. Millions and multi-millions will wonder in future. Suppose a country throw atom bomb on another country. Millions died. They will wander here in this space. Their negative energy will come down to all human beings of this world. And that bad energy will cause many sufferings in life of many human beings in this world. So that period of time will become very critical. So if we practice, I am Master Almighty, it means we create a powerful aura around us. So every morning, 7 times, if you create this thought, so your aura becomes very powerful and any bodiless soul, any ghost, any powerful ghost cannot affect you. Be sure. You are more powerful than any evil power of this world. Are you agree? And if you have some problem in your home, in your family, I suggest you few things. Take water in a glass, give drashti, remember 7 times I am Master Almighty, and sprinkle it in your home. Your home will remain safe from bodiless souls. Simple technique. I made many experiments, I taught to many people, many things like this, simple things, very effective. And one thing you can do, suppose you experience that around our home there are many bodiless souls. So what to do at night? Sit in yoga, remember 7 times I am Master Almighty, and then draw a line by your finger, subtle, 7 times clockwise, 7 times draw a line around your home and create a thought clockwise. Create a thought that this is a powerful line, no bodiless souls can cross it, and you will remain safe. Second thing about this Master Almighty Swaman, we are very powerful. Baba has given us his all powers. They are in our soul, in our mind, but they are in dormant form, sleeping, not active, inactive form. So when we remember I am Master Almighty, they become active. Most important thing, you might have heard through psychologists, they say we all have got many powers, but our powers are inactive, they are in dormant form, you have to awaken them. But how? They don't know. Method is, just 7 times in the morning, when you wake up, remind yourself, I am Master Almighty. So your all powers will start working. Third very good application of these powers, listen very carefully. Suppose you are listening tolerance power, you are lacking tolerance power, you are lacking power of decision making, any power you are lacking, how to activate them, how to awaken them. You can't tolerate many things. So in the morning, remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty, and I have got full tolerance power. I am full in this power. Any power you lack, I got the power to face all problems. And you will find, you will experience that those powers were there in your mind, but they were not working. Now they started working. These 3 applications you can do of this Swaman, Master Almighty. So again, practice, red light please. And we have to feel. I give you an example before we practice. You have heard the name of Swami Vivekananda. He was most intelligent person. His guru put his hand of blessing on his head, touched him with his right leg, and gave his all powers. So Swami Vivekananda became most powerful person from that day. See, a man guru gave his power to a man, and that man became world leader, spiritual leader. And who gave powers to us? So believe it, we are most powerful. Okay, feel that Paptada, a divine angel, came down. He is in front of me. He is giving me drishti. And now he put his hand of blessings on my head. And from his hand, powerful rays of might are entering me. He is saying, listen him, oh my great child, I have given you all of my powers. From now you are Master Almighty. More powerful than Maya. More powerful than problems. More powerful than bodiless souls. You are Master Almighty. Feel that I am my house. From each part of my body, red rays of might are spreading out. Before coming to the third point, I would remind you two powerful benefits of the practice of Swaman. One is if you are in Swaman, your abhiman, your ego will end. Swaman, abhiman in Hindi. Swaman, self-respect, abhiman, ego. So it's automatically, self-respect will go up, ego will go down. Self-respect is not ego. Many are confused. I'm thinking I'm a great soul, this is my ego. No, wrong. This is not ego. It's truth about us. It's truth about us. So we are in this higher consciousness. It is self-respect. Second thing, very useful for your Laukik life, for your social life, for your office, in your family, in the relationships. Those who are in self-respect, all human beings will give them respect. Respect will come behind them like shadow. If you experience in your Laukik that in job my colleagues don't respect me, be in self-respect and automatically they will respect you. Suppose you think you are in Gyan and your husband disregard you again and again, a common problem with sisters and mothers, be in self-respect. I am a worship-worthy deity. I am a great soul. They will respect you. So, two great benefit. Third very powerful point. The children who are in self-respect, note down, it will be very useful during the time of destruction. Though children who are in self-respect, the rays of Gyan Surya, rays of Almighty, become their canopy of protection. So we will remain protected, always safe. Fourth also, if you are in self-respect, Baba is responsible you. Or if you are upset, if you are in self-respect, Baba is responsible you. But if you are upset, then you yourself are responsible for your life. Great secret. If we wish to make Baba our protection, canopy of protection, I used to say our bodyguard, we can make God our bodyguard. So we must remain in self-respect. Because those who are in higher consciousness, the Supreme Being will remain with them. If we are in lowest consciousness, He will not come to us. Third thought of self-respect. I tell you one thing, last group, before this group, double foreigners came, Mohini went America, went into trance, brought a message from Baba, 3 points. You are victorious jewel, success is your birthright. Two things first, you can use them, what Baba mentioned, when you are in the battle with Maya, we are fighting with Maya. If you remind yourself, I am a victorious jewel, you will get victory, because your inner powers will become active. And second thing, before going to any job, any action, when you go to your office, when you go to meet someone, you have some work to do, remember, success is my birthright, you will get success. Third point was very great, it's for those who have got blessing from Baba, Vardhan. Blessings, Hindi word is, beautiful word, Vardhan. So now, you have to start service through Vardhan, through blessings. That's another point, a beautiful big thing. So next point of self-respect is, I am a victorious jewel. In every kalpa, we got victory, accept it. In spite of thinking, Maya is very powerful, I cannot become pure, it is defeating me again and again, I am very weak. No, I am a victorious jewel, and see the result. Suppose you want to conquer over your anger, first remind yourself, I am a victorious jewel, free from anger. My mind has become cool. Three thoughts, five times in the morning. I am a victorious jewel. I am free from anger. My mind has become calm and cool. So remind yourself. If you remind it in the early morning when you wake up, then it will be very effective. Next point of self-respect, which is very important. Very useful, I am supremely pure soul. I give you two another thoughts related to it. I am an angel of purity. Or very powerful thought, I am the sun of purity here. Sun in the sky, like sun, very pure. I share you one thought in 1982. There was a Murli. From that Murli, I got this point, I learned many things. You think that I have to become perfectly pure, and you find it very difficult. Baba Vaji speaking. You think always that, oh, I have to become complete pure, but it's very big journey, very difficult, sometimes very impossible. Don't think this way. But think this way, I am supremely pure soul. So the hidden purity inside will come up. We know, we had been deities for 2500 years, not 1-2 years. Such a big time, half era. Just realize now, pure sanskaraj of deities, the divinity of deities are here in our consciousness, in our subconscious mind. So if we remember, I am supremely pure soul, so that those pure sanskaraj will emerge. But be careful, sometime impure sanskaraj may also emerge, because they will leave us. This is a cleansing procedure. They can leave us. So don't worry, don't get puzzled. It will work for some days only, then purity will start working. So those who cook the food, how many of you cook your food? All sisters and many brothers, so many, very good. So there is magic in your hand, and that magic is, when you cook your food, continually remember, I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. Invoke Baba. Baba, come down, please. This is your bhandara, your kitchen. Come down. And then, I am supremely pure soul. Many benefits. Listen now, what benefits you will get. Those who are suffering from waste thoughts in their lives. Many. In this world, many, 95%. Even among Brahmins, many. It's the complaint. Many waste thoughts all day. Unnecessary thoughts all day. Negative thoughts all day. So if you remember at least 100 times, just try for a week, 100 times, each meal, when you cook each meal, I am supremely pure soul. See what happens? First thing, pure vibrations from your eyes will enter your food. Food will become pure. And you had been listening 2 days, Murli? Wonderful, Murli? Again, I remind you, Murli points, not just reminder, but make it your life. My home is not my home. It's Baba's yajna. Surrender everything to him. Do you believe it? Your home is not your home. Your children are not your children. Baba. So then Baba mentioned, you will eat Brahma Bhojan. Baba will remain responsible for everything. And wonderful thing, your bhandara will remain full. Means you will remain full always with all treasures. This is such great thing, wonderful Murli was today. We have to realize it deeply, make it practical. Not mine. From here, see your home, money, your jewelry, your everything. See now from here, Baba, it's yours. Accept it. Then Baba said, I will tell you, keep it with you. I need nothing. Keep it with you. Use it according to Srimad. Enjoy your life. This is the biggest enjoyment for our life. So if you cook your food with this practice, I am supremely pure. Your food will become pure, and when you offer that bhog to Baba, he will accept it. Otherwise he doesn't accept. Second thing, for 1 hour you are doing this practice, 3 hours you are doing this practice, or 2 hours in a day, I am supremely pure soul, your waste thoughts will finish. Thirdly, very important thing, from the soul, pure energy will go to your brain and in your body. Your brain will become efficient and pure. Thoughts will become pure. So this is the best method to improve our purity, pure feelings. Our sense organs will become pure. Fourth one, in your home, pure vibrations will spread everywhere. They will go to the nature, will purify entire nature. If you have many things in your home, say vegetables in your fridge, water to drink, everything will become pure. Because nature absorbs these vibrations very quickly. You thought, I am supremely pure, and your pure energy went into the nature immediately. water, air, everywhere. So can you do this while cooking, or you become busy in cooking only? I have to cook this. Just detach yourself from that work, little detachment, and make it your natural practice. I am supremely pure soul, because our main aim is to become pure. That's our main aim, and our purity attracts the souls of deity religion. Our purity is the blessing for this entire world. Our purity is the biggest power of this world. A country in which many human beings become pure, that country will become most powerful in the world. And same thing is going to happen with Bharat, because many souls are becoming pure. Last time, Baba had mentioned one great secret. I also heard that for the first time. A day will come soon when on this earth the revolution of purity will take place. Revolution of purity. All human beings of this world, all religions people would like to become pure. Their original purity will get emerge. It will depend upon our pure vibrations. So in order to do this great service in future, you all continue with cooking. Simple thing. You have to cook every day 2-3 times. Or one time, then you keep it in fridge. Fresh food is accepted by God. If you don't make fresh food and you offer bhog to Baba, he will say, no, you eat. Fresh food always. So don't make food and keep in the fridge. But cooking time, just change your mentality. Make your mentality that cooking time is not any work. It's the time of my enjoyment. It's the time of my tapasya. I will invoke Baba. So relax yourself. What happens with many? They come back home from job, tired. Oh, now I have to cook food. Very hard thing. Baba had made this life very hard this way. Two things. Brahmins get confused and bored, waking up in the morning and cooking food. Mothers, okay, they cook always for many brothers. Suppose they work for 12 hours and they come back tired, being tired, and then they have to cook. With heavy mind they cook. No, make yourself fresh. When you come back home, for 15 minutes, relax yourself or do some good practice, and then think that this is most beautiful time for me. I will cook my food, not my food, but for Baba food, food for Baba, and enjoy cooking. Keep dancing while cooking. So this cooking job will make you more fresh, not tired. I ask you again, are you ready to do it? So in your kitchen, write down this slogan, I am supremely pure soul. So when you enter your kitchen, see that board, I am supremely pure soul. Next practice, I am an angel of purity. In today's Murli, Baba was saying you will become angel here itself, not going in subtle region, here on this earth. What is angelic form? It should be very clear in your mind, a simple definition. It's very simple. Because I went through some scriptures to know what subtle body is. I also studied one very good book of hypnotism. They also had mentioned about subtle body. But all made it very complicated. And a person who read those books can't understand what is subtle body, what is angelic body. They gave seven names: astral body, emotional body, angelic body, subtle body, body of light, many names. And a person get confused. No need of confusion. Whatever we think here, the vibrations of our thought always spread in our whole body. It is a continuous process, constant process. We are thinking bad, good, negative, positive, ordinary or useful. The vibrations of each thought are spreading brain and in our whole body. And they are creating a body of light. Simple. So soul is sitting in two bodies. Gross body and inside exactly same body of light. Why they called emotional body? So when we are very emotional, so all vibrations of our emotions are filled in the subtle body. So it is emotional body, nothing else. So we should do such practice. For example, for a minute, feel that my gross body came this side, separated from me. And what is left behind? Soul is sitting in the body of light. Red light, please. We will do this practice now. Feel that my gross body is separated from me, came in my right side. And soul is sitting in subtle body, body of light. Good practice for a good experience in your home. You can create on the wall in front of you your angelic form. You can picturize also. And always give this thought to yourself, I have to become this. I am like this. Angel. If we think that we have to become an angel, again it will become a great thing. But if we believe we are angels, we will become angel. Angel means many definitions of angel, but angel means double light. Two meaning of double light. Soul is light, point of light. Mind is light. Free from burdens, free from worries, anxieties. So soul is light, my mind is also very light. Second meaning, soul is light and sitting in the body of light. Two meanings. So we have to learn this art of becoming light in life. Actually, in order to enjoy our life, we have to become very light. Mind, very light. Not any heaviness, not any burden. As Baba was saying today, Hindi words were very good, those who know Hindi. Tajoge to sajoge. If you will renounce, you will be decorated. Tajoge tajna, tyag, renunciation. Sajna, adornment, decoration. So Baba was saying that now Baba is decorating you with the jewels of knowledge. I ask you about one thing. It's my beautiful experience of life, Baba's points of knowledge. You have to make them your point of knowledge. Not Baba's point of knowledge, but Baba's knowledge has become my knowledge. Today Baba was saying, I am knowledgeful, I make you too knowledgeful. So, you have to choose 25 very powerful points of knowledge from Murli's. 25. You have to do this homework. Not in a day, you can choose them in 6 months, no problem. Very powerful, effective points. What does it mean? That if you remember those points, mind become carefree. If you remember your mind becomes very light. Your mind becomes very peaceful. If you remember those points, you become very powerful. If you remember those points, you realize immediately your great responsibilities. If you remember those points, you can experience, I am so great. And these things coming in life are like nothing. So things, many things or many problems in this life, they are very little in front of our greatness. In front of our powerful stage. So you have to select at least 25 points. Today, on listening Baba's Murli, I was remembering 2 points. I immediately note down them, not from today's Murli. 1 point was from Avyat Murli. When your purity becomes natural, then only natural calamities will start. We don't want natural calamities, but it's in Rama. They are for us. Because all treasures of golden age are inside the earth. It will come up. So it's for us. So our pure vibrations will create like a revolution inside the earth. Inside things will come up and upper thing, bad things will go down inside. So this was a great thought. When your purity becomes natural, then natural calamity will start. Second thing, it's also very, very good inspiration for us. When your drashti, in a natural way, when your drashti will go to the soul only. In every body there is soul. We see body, it's very natural. But when your drashti will go to the soul, then drashti of all souls in this world will be pulled toward, will come towards you. Means they will recognize you. Glorification will begin. So such great thing reminds us about what we have to do now. We should not become careless. We are responsible souls. We are great souls. Some other points of self-respect. I am Master Gyan Surya. You remember this Hindi word. Master Gyan Surya. Son of knowledge, but son of might. Master Gyan Surya. And very beautiful secret, I would say, great secret. If you want to change the vibrations of your home, if you want to change the vibrations of your office, just sit in this feeling, I am Master Gyan Surya, and from each part of my body, rays of might are spreading out. My home has become full of these powerful vibrations. Everything will change. In center, if you do this practice, many souls will come. There will be a pull. They will be attracted. They will come automatically. Second very good thing Baba had mentioned, it's a great thing. Your main responsibility is to receive energy from Gyan Surya and to spread in whole world. It's your great responsibility. All other responsibilities are just only for namesake. When Baba mentioned it, we all were looking, oh, such, see what is in the God's mind. Baba mentioned that Baba has given you service to keep you busy only. Baba can do everything like this, but because he wants to make you perfect, so he made you busy to make you safe from waste thoughts. Otherwise, your main responsibility is receive vibrations from Baba, spread in whole world. So those who can do this service, they must do this service. I am Master Gyan Surya. Another point of self-respect, I am ancestor soul. I am world benefactor. I am the most fortunate soul in the world. I am the light of Baba's eyes. I am the light of this world. I am the beauty of this world. I am the destroyer of obstacles. Great Swaman, destroyer of obstacles. I am the master of this entire nature. It's also a great thing. Accept it. I am the master of this entire nature. Connect two thoughts. I am the angel of purity and master of nature. Why? Because this nature is very sensitive to our pure vibrations. Once Baba had mentioned, this nature is thirsty of your pure vibrations, like a thirsty man. See, a thirsty man seek for water here and there. Similarly, this entire nature is seeking for your pure vibrations, waiting for your pure vibrations. So if you give pure vibrations to the nature, then only you become the master of nature, and in result, during destruction, nature will protect you, will not destroy you, will not create any harmful thing for you. It will protect you all the time. Well, last time in Avyakmulli, I think 4 or 5 months before revised Avyakmulli, there was a point that those who only give cooperation in Baba's service, Lokic people. Suppose you want something from them in India, we want a hall for making an exhibition, and they say, okay, yes, our hall you can use. They give cooperation, free they give hall. In India mostly, free they give halls. So Baba mentioned, those who had cooperated in Baba's service, during the time of destruction, nature will also help them. And see, for us, we are his children. So we have to give pure vibrations to the nature, and the nature will protect us all the time. It will be a great thing. Now the last point, many points of self-respect, you know. I'm most fortunate, world benefactor, ancestor, and lastly, very good point, I am Bap Saman. Instead of thinking that I have to become Bap Saman, believe it, accept it, I am Bap Saman. So great, a big man. Bap Saman. So I have to do the same thing what Baba does. I am Bap Saman. So one very good thing, scientists were given a theme that you find out the reason when earthquakes takes place. So holy places like temple, churches, mosques, these holy places always remain safe. We have seen in India a big flood, water was flowing with full speed, but temple was safe. So what is the reason of this? So they gave the conclusion that from these holy places, pure waves spread out all the time. And when destruction begins, so the waves of destruction come towards this, say, temple, so the pure vibration will repulse them. Repulsion will send them back. So this is the reason why I mentioned you this point. In the world, wherever a very pure soul will stay, many human beings around that area will become safe. So give attention to your purity. We have to enjoy our purity. Make your purity an enjoyment for your life. So Baba will come soon. We will see drama because Dadi's body has become very weak. Some are saying that from Ahmedabad, video conferencing, Baba will also do video conferencing. God help also to use these scientific instruments. We will see what happens. But every moment you can meet Baba. So from today, next day, the next day, 3 days. I give you 3 points to practice. You can note down. Today, I am a great soul and Baba is with me with his thousands of arms. Baba is with me. Just remember it many times, 50 times. I am a great soul, Baba with his thousands of arms is with me. Tomorrow, I am Master Almighty. And Almighty Sivaba is canopy of protection over my head. You can feel here, 2-3 feet above your head, and his rays on you, like umbrella, rays. I am Master Almighty, Almighty is here. Canopy of protection. Baba's day. Right from the morning, when you open your eyes, feel one thing, that Almighty Baba is giving His rays to whole world. A fountain, powerful rain, you can say, of vibrations on this whole world. And then, keep a thought in your mind, I am most fortunate person in the world. No one is as fortunate as me. Because today, God is coming down to meet with me. Enjoy this thought. And after this, make a vision that Almighty Baba, Gyan Surya Shri Baba, is coming down. Coming down, coming down, came in front of me. And from in front, His rays are coming to me. So you will meet every time. Second time, Baba came down, entered the body of Brahma in subtle world, and both came down. They are in front of me and giving me drashti. Thus, whole day you will enjoy Baba's meeting, and thought will not emerge that Baba came or did not came or what had happened. You will enjoy everything. Om Shanti. Now 10 minutes yoga, powerful yoga. I am Master Almighty. Might house. From each part of my body, red vibrations are spreading out. With all God's power. In soul world, Almighty Shiva Baba is there. Visualize Him. Fix your intellect on Him. Invoke very lovefully to Baba, oh my sweet Baba, my good friend, come down, feel that Baba is coming down, coming down. Came over my head, became the canopy of protection. Sit under this canopy. I am an angel of purity. I am in the body of light. The vibrations of purity in white color are spreading out from me. I'm an angel of purity. Ocean of purity, Baba. And from him, the pure energy, a fountain of pure energy is coming down to me.